4:40 in Vancouver. I'm Roland Tung Lau.
I'm Guillaume Gladry.
And it is Friday, April the 17th, 2015. And our topic today is?
Writing. Favorite writing utensils, be it electronic or analog.
Well, my favorite writing utensil is any blog editor. I've used Emacs, Mars Edit. I'm now using IA Writer on the Mac, as well as the silly item editor from GitHub.
I have not found a good electronic editor. I've been happy with Program, whatever you want to call it. I actually think I was happiest with Word version 2. There was a few things I would add to it.
Not one of these dinosaur things where Word 2 was the best and Word 3 was almost as good. On the Mac it was Word 6, wasn't it?
Okay, might have been Word 6. Basically, the way it handled styles. Like, they broke styles in the later ones because people didn't understand
how styles work. I will have to disagree with you that even back then, Microsoft's handling of styles sucked.
Well, it might have sucked.
WordPerfect.
But it was the best. It was the best that I had. I didn't use WordPerfect a lot. I know that people that use the non-visual version of WordPerfect with the keyboard codes, they could wail. Holy smokes. I don't think I've ever seen anyone format a document as quickly since.
So you're totally digital. You're not into the hipster notebook?
My analog hipster notebook. Ever since I was... So this would be 1970.
Oh my gosh. You are a new dinosaur.
I have been using a fountain pen of different types. For years and years and years, it was a Schaefer. My new favorite is the Pilot V-Open
fountain pen.
It's a disposable...
It doesn't have a quill.
It's a disposable fountain pen. I love these things.
What's the exact model?
V-Open.
Pilot. So if I Google Pilot V-Open, I'll find it?
Yeah, you can just walk into Opus up the street here.
All right, and what do you write on? Are you particular about your writing surface?
Well, the thing with the fountain pen is you have to have good paper or it
will
spider.
And what paper do you write on? That's my question.
Any kind of high-quality notebook. I also like the thing I like about the fountain pen is I like the thicker line. Like the ballpoint, you get a really thin, mealy line, and I don't find it pleasing.
So do you print or cursive? Or both?
Mostly print. If it's fast, I'm cursive.
OCR to your computer? Evernote?
No.
It has an awesome OCR, apparently. I don't know. I've never used it.
Okay. And I'm using the bullet journal technique right now for time tracking.
How dare you use time tracking tools?
It's
Isn't
manual.
Life a stream of consciousness?
It's analog. Oh, I don't get shit done. I'm a procrastinator, man. Stream of consciousness means it gets done tomorrow.
Look,
even if I started 10 years ago.
Here's my theory of getting things done. You write down the top three things you have to do every day in an Emacs file or an Atom, the text file. And you will remember those top three things. And if you don't do them, don't worry about it. The next day, you always write down the most urgent and the most strategic. So let's use a Star Trek West Point terms. Navy Annapolis, because that's where Gene Roddenberry got it from. You write down the three most tactical things. So you write down six things. Three most tactical, and you can write them electronically or with your hand. And three most strategic things for that today. And if you don't do them, you don't cry. But at least you know at the beginning of the day what you try to do, and at the next day you do it. No post-mortem.
My brain doesn't work that way.
It works for me.
You might not believe this, but if I'm trying to keep track of too many things in my head, I will actually start to get fatigued.
Understand that.
So it's,
that's why I'm saying you write it down.
Most of the stuff I write down is actually ephemeral. It's just like, it gets me through the day and it's gone, which is why I use Hildebrandt, like those cheap Hildebrandt 300-page notebooks. The paper quality is good enough. If I'm writing a letter or something, that's different. Like, I want good quality paper, but I don't do that anymore. Like,
so I store my bookmarks, links, and pinboard, and I store them into Tumblr through a if this then that thing. But I don't sweat about it. Like, if it's important, it will be on my website. I'll blog about it. Or if it's important, I will remember it. Either it'll be on my website, or I'll remember it. Or it'll be on a calendar. I do use a calendar.
I don't think I've ever referred back. I literally, when I worked for the city of North Vancouver, they would buy daytimers for me, which are kind of expensive, but I have...
I like those.
I have the nice leather daytimer thing. It's like Filofax with the year
in sets. Oh, I know. Oh, I totally know.
I have 10 years of those. I don't think I've referred back to them once. I still have them, though.
It's part of the practice, right? So writing things down, whether electronically or with your pen, it's not... The fact, it's not actually about what you're writing down. It's about the process of writing it down. Gets your mind to think in a different way.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because that is exactly so. Like, just the fact that you're writing it down slows your brain down. You're thinking about it a little more, and it can bring focus to something if you're kind of fuzzy. Like, it doesn't even have to get to the point where it's formatted. You just, the act of going through it that way.
Yeah. So I would totally recommend that you, I know you are going to revive your blog at some point, or some sort of regularly updated personal website that's not Twitter or Facebook. And you're on a Mac, right? I strongly recommend IA Writer. It gets out of your way. It has Zen mode with no screen controls. It supports Markdown with a nice preview mode. It's uncluttered. It doesn't try to be Emacs, which is what Adam's trying to be. It doesn't try to be Vim. It's totally intuitive. It works with Dropbox.
We have Vim. We don't need any more Vims.
And if you ever hitch a ride into the Velvet Apple trunk, it works very well with iOS. And the iOS version interoperates through Dropbox seamlessly with IA Writer. So what I do is I use new workflow. Is I use IA Writer on Dropbox. Dropbox renders it to Jekyll, using Jekyll to static HTML, and then I use Vancouver company's Clio search to host my static file super fast static webs HTML, CSS, and JS hosting on your own domain.
That's awesome.
And free for now. They're going to add analytics for non-free, but I don't care about analytics. I don't care if anybody reads my stuff. To me, it's the act of doing it. Again, it's the process.
Right. Yeah, static site generators, talk about those for a while.
We should do that, but those are for you non-technical people, though. The one non-technical person who listens to this. Static site generators are not like Drupal and WordPress. You have to take your writing and render it, i.e. transform it into a web format, HTML in this case, that web browsers can see. And then it's just a bunch of files that you put on a web server, which means it serves super fast. The downside is you don't get dynamic behavior, and another downside, it's hard to do comments and other things dynamically, but now that our browsers, like Firefox and Chrome, have much more powerful JavaScript engines, you can do a lot without going to the server.
It's amazing, yeah.
So in 2015, it makes sense. Also, it works fast on mobile. Static files work really fast on mobile, and there's a lot of advantages. The disadvantages are that there's no real WYSIWYG. It's not really friendly to humans.
There's humans. The glue between the different components isn't really smooth yet.
I think I'm going to have to buy the V-Pilot, but I've had experience with fountain pen ink getting all over my hands, so I'm not sure I will try it. But
you still have that. I'm a lefty.
I know you are.
And writing with a fountain pen in high school involved a lot of black and smudging.
And a lot of elbowing with other people, right?
I'm now trained.
2 minutes for lefty elbowing. Hey, we should talk about the Canucks. Are you a hockey fan?
I'm not really.
Okay, we won't talk about it then. The Canuckleheads.
But, I was thinking the other day, like maybe this is a whole other topic, but the whole idea that with texting, writing is going for the dogs, like
I've just been thinking
of the people I know in my life, and I've always been complimented on my printing because people said my handwriting was so horrible. Like, I think we've always had horrible handwriting.
1 minute,
for the majority
45
of people.
Seconds.
Anyway.
All right, so V-Pilot.
V-Pilot.
V-Pen Pilot, Google it.
Pilot, V-Open.
IA Writer for the Mac and iOS. And, of course, what's that ridiculous editor name? Oh, Adam. Why don't they call it Adam Editor? I'll never understand. Signing off from Archive by Revolver Coffee. I'm Roland.
I'm Dale.
Choo-choos.